Waking up in Cork. Wake up. Red FM Breakfast with KC.
Red FM.
Hello, you beautiful creatures. Morning, gang.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
Got 11 days to go until Halloween. Is your house sorted out? Did you get everything up yet?
No.
I told you
they just need to stick me in the window. They'll be grand.
That'll do. We're heading into creepy week now, so you need to get all your stuff down out of the attic. Today is International Chef's Day.
For you
people who spend like 8 to 15 hours in a kitchen, hot sweaty kitchen over the weekend.
It's a really tough job.
It's full on.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, most chefs that I know are lunatics.
No, they are. You have to be. It's the only way you can do that job.
Because you're in such a high pressure gig, yeah. And then when you go out and you're on a night out,
you have to kind of come down off it, don't you? Yeah.
Yeah. So happy International Chef's Day. If you celebrate your birthday today, you celebrate with Ian Rush, the Liverpool great, is 64 today. And I think he's engaged or possibly married to a Cork lady.
Is he?
Carlan, yeah.
Never
so congratulations, Ian Rush. Lost his spectacular moustache many years ago, and I think that was his trademark. You need to grow it back, Rushy. You celebrate with Danny Minogue, who's 54. Snoop Dogg. What age is Snoop Doggy Dogg?
Oh, I could never put an age on him. I don't know. I'm going to guess 52.
54. Oh. And Jess Lynn. Nothing beats a Jet 2
like
holiday.
Jess.
Is 36 today.
Yeah.
Other things that happened across the weekend. Where do we start? First of all, huge result yesterday for SARS. Congratulations
to
Ballinhasic. They were the two county finals that were happening in Páirc Uí Chaoimh. And then on Saturday, the Munster lads had a win that nobody was expecting.
No.
But it happened, and it was spectacular.
Unbelievable. That's what makes you proud to be a Munster man. It's that hard work, it's that relentless defensive attitude. It's everything that Anthony Foley embodied as a coach, and his spirit's living on through that team with performance like that. It was top drawer. And yeah, it's a nice day to be a Red supporter, I suppose. But thankfully I'm not. I'm very impartial here alongside my blue compadres. You know what I mean? Sorry about the result, boys.
Okay, let's go to your blue compadre.
We're the official radio station of the Munster rugby team, okay?
That's right.
So we will have all your match updates, your ticket updates, and your next game.
Yep.
Updates for Munster, but anyway.
Sorry about the result, boy.
So funny.
Sebo's amazing. That was over the weekend. Munster's big win, and obviously then we had some other issue.
Fernandez, Brian Pomo. Back in by Fernandez.
Were you crying into your computer when you were cutting up that clip?
No, I wasn't at all.
Right,
I got Dave to do it.
I
couldn't face it again.
Exactly.
Couldn't face it. So yeah, listen, United, you won the game fair and square 2-1 yesterday. It's a fourth loss for Liverpool in a row.
Oh, dear.
Are you
worried?
Yeah, I am actually. Why did we drop 500 million on strikers and players over the summer? And we haven't lost four games in a row for 11 years. And it's never happened under Klopp. Just saying.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, on a slightly lighter note, Taylor Swift is making the papers this morning for a change. It's nice to hear. You never hear from Swifty, do you, really, these days?
Yeah.
She donated 100 grand to a GoFundMe campaign for a young fan who's battling brain cancer.
Isn't that lovely, yeah.
So the mum had been putting up TikTok videos of her little girl dancing to The Faith of Ophelia, and Taylor somehow stumbled across it. Seen the backstory and found the GoFundMe page and donated to it. Now, the knock-on effect has been incredible because all the Swifties are now jumping in.
That's right.
And they're donating $13 each because that's 13 is the big Swiftie number. It is her favourite number. And the campaign has taken in 218 grand.
That's so good.
They needed 100 grand for a treatment and they've done 218, which is
so amazing.
I love it when stuff like that happens. And finally for now, yesterday, oh my God, in Paris, in the Louvre, this is movie stuff.
Yeah.
Told you, I have an appreciation for good heists. I mean, I'm not condoning them in any way, but when it's done like this, there is a little bit of giddiness movie excitement about it, isn't there?
James Bond, kind of,
yeah. They pulled up in a cherry picker, right? just a thing you'd used for painting gables of a house or something.
Yeah.
Four of them, the cherry picker extends up to the second floor of Le Louvre. The boys hop in, break the window. The place had just opened at 9:30 in the morning. There's now four of them inside. They're wearing high-vis, so they took health and safety serious, which is always good.
Thank God, yeah.
And then they went over to where the Napoleon crown jewels were and other jewels, cut holes in the glass with glass cutters, filled up their bags, into the cherry picker, down, scooters waiting, gone.
I've got so many questions about this.
Yeah.
Like, were the alarms not going mental? Where were the security guards? You know what I mean?
See, the alarms were going off, but they were in and out in 7 minutes.
So they just did it so quickly.
By the time the police arrived, they had scattered across Paris. Now, where those jewels are going to end up, God knows, but probably broken up into a million pieces and sold to a country.
Imagine sitting there breaking up all those jewels.
But the one crown, they dropped one of the crowns that was one of the most valuable ones, valuable ones, fell out of the bag. So,
they won't be happy about that.
That was, what do they call it, on the front of the sun? I love the pun.
Yeah.
The Da Vinci Code.
That's so good.
Anyway, as I mentioned earlier on, if you're on Facebook Marketplace later on and there's a fella knocking, selling Napoleon jewels, we'll swap for a new sofa. It could be the real deal.
€1,000 pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Getting reports of a 3-car crash on the North City Link between the turnoff for Blackpool and the next set of lights heading into town. Judy's just been on to us. Thanks a million, Judy. That's not nice to hear. 3 cars involved in an incident, North City Link.
Okay.
Just between the turnoff for Blackpool and the next set of lights. If you're in that area, please slow it down and watch out for that. Now, pop quiz time. Who have you got, Vic?
I've got the lovely Ellen in Carrigaline.
Hello, Ellen in Carrigaline.
Hello.
How are you? Ellen, why are you so happy?
I don't know. It's just fun being on the radio.
Oh, I love happy people.
Monday morning. Yay.
I know. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, face painting. Talk to me about your face painting business. Who do you work with?
I'm kind of just on my own. I'm called at It's Party Time 76. Don't ask about the 76.
It's Party Time 76. Are you on Instagram?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so people can find you there.
It's Party Time 76 on Instagram. Is that it?
It's Party Time 76.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
It used to be 75, but I got locked out of 75, so...
is 76 a year of birth, or is it just, has it got other significance?
No, it was just the only one that was left. So.
And you're doing something really cool this weekend. Tell us.
Yes, I am working at the Pumpkin Patch, Ovens Pumpkin Patch.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
so people
it's so
can come
fun.
Along and get their face painted and pop along and say hi and buy a pumpkin.
Yeah, and there's a spooky walk and you can go around the place and get a nice pumpkin. There's coffee and there's pizza. And
all the reasons
and me,
to go.
Of course.
And you, the wonderful you. Well
Ellen,
done.
Ellen, you are bloody good at your job.
Ooh,
my God.
He's looking on your Instagram.
I'm on.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yay.
Well done.
Man, I love that kind of half-face skeleton thing that you do. That's
very
incredible.
Very cool.
Yeah, I like a half-face. Simply because I don't have to wash it all off it.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Can everyone give Ellen a bit of support on Instagram?
Please do,
It's Party Time 76 is the Instagram page.
Go and
give her a little follow. And if you need a face painter, you know where to go.
There you go.
Now, Mrs., I'm going to do the first four for you because it's Monday, all right? But then you're going to take over from then. If you get stuck on a question, give us a guess. Let's go for a grand, Ellen.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, which county is on top of the hurling roll of honour? That is Kilkenny. Pyramids of Giza are in which country? That is Egypt. Question number 3. Scampi is a type of food. What type of food? It's fish. Question number 4. Which Irish boy band are celebrating their 25th anniversary this year? That would be Westlife. Ellen, question 5. What supermarket slogan is under the tree?
That's fair.
Question number 6. Who is credited as the founding member of the Virgin Group? So Virgin Megastores, Virgin Airlines.
Richards.
Yeah. Go on. Branson. Richard Branson. Question number 7. How many Teletubbies are there?
5.
Question 8. An A-level 9 qualification is also referred to as a what? A level 9 qualification is referred to as what in college? It's pretty high.
A PhD?
Question number 9. Who plays Austin Powers?
Oh, Mike Myers.
And question 10. How many sides on a heptagon? Quick.
10.
Right,
and there was only 4 Teletubbies. No.
It's hard under pressure. It is.
And you didn't have time to do the tinky winky.
I did it, and I just started. I was just taking a piece of a pole.
Yeah. You got everything right. You got everything up until Teletubbies is 4. A Masters is the level 9 qualification.
Yeah.
For question number 8, and then there's 7 sides on a heptagon. So we missed it by 3, buddy. I'm very sorry.
Come back and do it again.
That's
with the 7. Best of luck at the pumpkin patch this weekend.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
In ovens.
It's a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors as well, by the way, Ellen. So
brilliant! Yeah, excellent.
So it was worth coming on.
Well done.
All right, take it easy.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye bye. We had such a day on Friday on Cash Machine. Absolutely incredible amount of money went out the door. I mean, the biggest jackpot we've ever done.
Shane, you've won the money. Congratulations.
Unbelievable. We talk about this every day, we do.
Let it sink in. You've emptied out the cash machine and you've won yourself €260,000, Shane. You must be delighted.
That's unbelievable.
Okay, now it's Monday morning. That was 260 grand. We're doing it even bigger. We have another record-breaking jackpot for you in 10 minutes.
Let's go.
With McDonald's, start your day the Mac Cafe way, made with 100% fresh Arabica beans.
It's Monday morning. Did you have a little win over the weekend? What was your little win over the weekend?
Well, Munster had a little win up in Croke Park.
Munster had a phenomenal win on Saturday.
So good.
And again, do you know what was so lovely about it? Nobody expected it.
No.
But they had 3 wins in a row. That's now 4 from 4 for Munster for this season.
We may never lose again.
You never know. I mean, my favourite part of that win over the weekend was, again, I'm playing this all morning because I love it. It was Zeebo's aftermatch analysis.
Unbelievable. That's what makes you proud to be a Munster man. It's that hard work, it's that relentless defensive attitude. It's everything that Anthony Foley embodied as a coach, and his spirit's living on through that team with performance like that. It was top drawer. And yeah, it's a nice day to be a Red supporter, I suppose. But thankfully, I'm not. I'm very impartial here alongside my blue compadres. You know what I mean?
Sorry about the result, boys.
That's my favourite bit of it.
Sorry about the result, like.
So, amazing work from Munster. From Red FM, the official radio station of the Munster rugby squad for 2025-26 season again.
Brilliant.
Well done to Sarahs over the weekend.
Yeah, great win.
Massive win. Ballinhassie as well in their big win over the weekend. Do we have any other little weekend wins there, Vic? What's going on? Yeah,
Shane's been on, lads. My son started walking for the first time this weekend.
That's amazing,
isn't it?
When they take off like they're slightly langers when they're going across the sitting room, that little waddle. Go on.
I know.
Shane,
wow.
Big result.
Well done.
Morning, gang. My small Cork business won Best Online Trader in the Micro Business Ireland Awards. Well done to the one lady show that is elephantintheroomgifts.com. Congratulations.
Well done.
That is fantastic news. Morning, Casey. I said I'd back Munster on the off chance they'd beat Leinster €5 at 9-1. It covered a night out with the fiancé, and the highlight had to be Gavin walking off smiling 30 seconds to go.
That was brilliant. He also grabbed Prendergast by the scruff of his collar and just laughed in his face.
I love that shit. Yeah, and said,
sorry about the result, boy.
It's so good, isn't it?
No, there was something else that happened over the weekend.
Was there? I'm kind of done.
A little bit of something that happened over the weekend.
Lad, stop.
Bruno Fernandes. Brian Pomo. Back in by Fernandes.
Massive league with massive moments with a massive head.
Harry Maguire. Harry Maguire. He F off Leicester for Manchester. His head's bloody massive.
His head is massive.
I have a huge head, so I feel sympathy for him.
Yeah.
What was the deal? What was the bet?
I can't remember what happened. What did Vic say? What did Casey say on Friday, Vic?
If I could cast my mind back, it definitely had something to do with the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, I think he said if Manchester United beat Liverpool, then he would hoover my car.
He did say that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you said, Casey.
I am a man of my honour and a man of my word. And after the show, me and Henry the Hoover will be tearing into your car.
This is going to be epic.
It's going to take a while.
Why is that now?
Because I have 2 very messy children
mm-hmm.
who just kind of like throw food and whatever they want on the floor.
I'm only doing the back seats. That was part of the deal.
No. That wasn't part of the deal.
Was there a car wash involved in this as well?
There was a car wash.
Okay.
There's a Hoover out and a full valet. It's basically a full valet.
Yeah, full valet, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
give you the keys there now.
I'll do what I have to do.
Bring an Echo with you, Roar.
I certainly will. Looking forward to this. My car has been hoovered in quite a while.
Look at his big gloaty head.
Disgusted.
This is what you get, Casey. Disgusted. Is what you get, you see.
Oh, and by the way, I've been given, not only did Liverpool lose, but I'm given out to here by little boss. Oh my God, what's going on? What have I done wrong?
Casey,
yeah?
Stop talking before the song is finished.
Okay. I was playing the K-pop Demons.
She likes the song.
I had to come in 30 seconds from the end because I was late for the news.
Casey,
sorry.
Stop talking before the song is finished.
I now have a 4-year-old program director giving me coke. Lads, Monday hasn't been nice to me at all. Morning. Feeling my way
through the dark. Disney recruiters are going to be in Cork at the end of the month. They're looking for talented young singers, dancers, actors and performers.
Okay.
And they're holding a big audition process. It's going to be on October the 28th and it's going to be at the Montfort College of Performing Arts. It is at the Southlink Business Park on the Kinsale Road.
So they're sending over scouts?
They're sending over, they're calling them Disney recruiters.
Okay.
So they're sending over Disney recruiters and they are looking for talented people, basically, to go to Disneyland Paris and to work there, I guess.
Please tell me the lads are coming over as well. All the characters will be flying into. Imagine them coming through passport.
Mickey walking into arrivals.
How are you doing, Cork?
And all the lads at the passport will just go, "How are you?
Yeah, all right, Goofy. Okay. You're welcome.
Lads, never seen your passport.
Where's your paw print? If you could, who would? I wonder. We should go for it, lads.
Want, like, turn up at the Disney thing.
Yeah.
I have nothing to offer them but fart jokes.
Casey, you're wrong, you know.
Why? You know what?
They love a bit of height. They like tall people.
What about the dog with the big long legs? Is it Pluto?
Oh, which Disney character do you all associate with? Like, if you could draw comparisons to the character. Mm.
I know what you're going to say for me.
Go on.
Is it Goofy?
It is! Oh, look, he's my favourite.
Goofy's amazing.
That's fair. Yeah. I would say that's fair. You have to be the dog with the big long legs, Pluto.
I love Pluto.
And the waggly tail.
Happily take
Rory?
Pluto.
How would I be?
Rory. Rory, when you give him a good rub, he gets happy. So he's the genie.
Oh my God.
The genie, the blue genie.
Because of his beard.
I love it. And Kelly, Princess Kelly, she's got to be like Cinderella.
Princess Kelly.
Cinderella.
Thanks. That's a huge compliment.
That's got to be Cinderella for Kelly.
You did lose a shoe in Mangan's one night, didn't you? Back in
still
the day.
Looking for it.
Perfect. There we go, lads. So let's go along to the auditions and see do we get the part.
When are they happening again, Vic?
It's October the 28th at the Montfort College of Performing Arts at the Southlink Business Park on the Kinsale Road. And if you want to find out more, by the way, you can go to a Disneyland careers page.
Remember?
We all love Mickey. IPs on Cork's Good
Times. Red FM. All right, what have you got, Vic?
Okay, Keith Urban was playing a gig over the weekend and you could say he got slightly unlucky when he started talking to a member of the audience.
Having a bit of crowd banter, was he?
Have a listen to this.
What's your name? What? I'm not going to like your name.
No.
Yeah, her name is Nicole.
Okay, so he was. He asked her, he said, "What's your name?" She said, "You're not going to like it."
And he said, "What do you mean I'm not going to like your name?" And then she said it again, and he literally just.
He falls on the floor.
He falls, he collapses back, he lays on the ground, and he goes, like,
"I can't get away."
But what are the chances?
Is it true that she paid him 600 grand a year to stay sober?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, apparently this was in the terms of them getting married.
She paid him 600 grand.
She was like, they did a deal. I don't know how you know, if it was a jokey thing or if she actually stuck to it. But she said, for every year that you stay sober, I'll pay you $600,000.
That's a bit odd, is it?
It's odd, but like, it's obviously.
600 grand, though.
Obviously, it was kind of a big incentive for him to stay sober and keep things happy between
them. That's true. That's very true. Yeah, I guess so. Kylie Jenner is going to become a pop star. I know, yeah. Brace yourself. Have a listen to this.
What clip am I playing here now?
Kylie Jenner.
Is he doing it as Kylie Jenner?
Yes.
Why that I can't find it.
Oh.
I had it there in front of me. Oh, here we go. Oh, sorry about that. Hold on.
Well, you know, this is like my dream. I've been talking about this since I came out of the womb. I like wanted to be a pop star. Or I don't know what I am. But I just like never had the confidence. Mm-hmm. Or I think turning 28 just does something to you. I'm going to be 30 soon and I just don't want to like look back on life and have any regrets. Mm-hmm. And this is something I've always wanted to try. But, you know, I don't think I'm like Adele or anything.
I don't know, can she sing, do you?
It doesn't matter, you don't need to sing in this world of auto-tune.
Yeah, you're right, actually.
Like, talk to the Westlife lads, or the Boyzone lads. When they started off, they were brutal.
Yes.
Like, they really were, until they became a fine-tuned act, particularly the Boyzone lads.
Okay.
I remember Boyzone's very first gig happened in a town hall called Claremorris up in Mayo, and Louis Walsh literally arrived in a high-ace van with the five lads in the back. None of them could sing.
Okay.
Like, it was so bad. They were brutal and they sang to backing tracks. But, like, over the years,
they became better singers.
They became really, really good.
Do they have singing lessons or what?
I don't know. I think it's just you keep doing it, you get better at it, maybe.
Maybe.
But anyway, the Westlife lads announced some dates on Friday.
That's
Katie Jane got to sit down with them and have a chat. You might have heard that over the weekend.
Yeah.
She was asking Nicky, would he go on goal for Cork City FC? He said he's available.
Yeah.
But I do love this story from Graham Norton over the weekend about the boys trying to hang out with Oasis.
So basically, we were a young band in 1998 and we just signed a big record deal over here. We'd flown into London and the label said to us, you know, there's a brand new Tommy Hilfiger store opening in Bond Street or Sloane Street. Go along, you know, try and get papped and try and be, you know, noticed. And when we arrived, there was like superstars, like Liz Hurley and Oasis were there. And this was 98 and they were like, you know, What's the Story, Morning Glory, biggest album. And we thought, we have to go over and say hello.
Say hello, yeah.
So they were having a little drink and there was like a circle of people.
What could go wrong?
Exactly. Well, I thought, we go. So me and one of the boys walked over and they had a back to us and we tipped them on the shoulder and went, Liam, we're Louis Walsh, our manager. We're Louis's new band. And he just went, off.
Welcome to London.
So we just off.
What exactly were they expecting him to do?
I don't know.
I love your work, man. Yeah, nice one. Did you see there was sumo wrestling in London over the weekend as well?
Yeah,
did you see
that's
this?
That's right, yeah.
Like about 40, these massive giants of men rocked into London to take part in this sumo event. Have we ever had anything like that over here?
We should do it.
Well, I think this was one of the first that was held outside of Japan.
Yeah. Did you see them walking across the pedestrian crossing like the Beatles, but the four sumo wrestlers?
They did all the touristy things, dressed in their traditional...
Yeah, I'm Googling that right now.
Yeah, it's so good. So,
but this the hilarious part of it, you've got these monster men just walking through London. They went into an Irish bar for a couple of black...
I love it.
A couple of pints of the black stuff. There's photographs of them queuing up at a McDonald's using the giant iPads. And there's photographs of them shopping in TK Maxx. What could you possibly buy in TK Maxx for a sumo wrestler?
I don't know.
74-year-old man faked his own death over the weekend. I need some different kind of music to really bring you into this story. He decided that he wanted to see, you know, how many people would turn up for his... his funeral. He covered himself in a white sheet and lay in a coffin adorned with garlands made out of flowers, and he was carried in a procession towards a crematorium, all to find out how many people would attend and how much affection he would receive. Believing that the funeral was real and that the veteran had actually passed away, hundreds of neighbours and friends poured into Conchi is the area where he passed away. At the end of the procession, the 74-year-old dad of two sat up in the coffin and went, "Surprise!"
Oh, God.
Showing that he was alive. At the end, he said, "After death, people carrying the coffin, I wanted to see who really respected me and who would miss me."
Right.
And I was really surprised with the amount of people that turned up.
Right.
It's all a bit needy, isn't it?
It is a bit, isn't it? Also, what was the reaction on the people's faces when he sat up in the coffin and went, surprise?
Yeah, I'd imagine quite stunned.
I would imagine they probably won't actually be going to his actual funeral now.
This is it. Two people in a cat will turn up. Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day.
KC, love waking up in Cork. Red FM.